Geckos are lizards with the astounding ability to stick to any surface. They can cling to a glass ceiling with just a single toe. Now scientists have modeled a new tape on the gecko and produced an amazingly adhesive product. Andre Geim heads the project at the University of Manchester. Professor Geim, what makes the gecko so sticky?
Their toes are covered by millions and millions of very small hairs. Each hair produces a very small, minute force. But when all those forces from millions of hairs added up, then you get a very large stickiness, a formidable force.
Tell me exactly how you recreated in your laboratory the gecko's ability to stick to walls.
When initially, after actually a few weeks, we make this sort of hairs on a solid, rock-solid substrate, it didn't stick at all. So we have to spend a couple of years to learn how to put this tape on a flexible substrate, so to force all billions of hairs we have on our tape to work in unison, collectively.
Uh-huh.
The problem is that any surface, however you believe it's smooth, it has bumps, it has dust on the surface. Therefore, not only hairs of geckos are flexible, also their fingers, toes are flexible to attach to the whole surface at the same time.
When you think in the years ahead of the gecko tape being used, how do you fantasize it might be used?
For the moment, all possibilities are open. You can imagine even gecko gloves for rock climbers or window cleaners. But we have to see what would be the final material, what would be its characteristics, its cost, before deciding about any particular application.
So if I wanted to be Spider-Man, how well would your tape work for me?
The Spider-Man is probably a bad reference, because Spider-Man is supposedly using mechanism which is based on spider's techniques. And this mechanism, I believe, is not scalable. You can stick only small insects using this mechanism, while gecko use completely different mechanism. And it's our contribution to this area that we have shown that gecko man is a possibility. It's no longer science fiction, unlike the Spider-Man, which probably remain forever in comics and in Hollywood.
Andre Geim is a professor of condensed matter physics at the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom. Thanks for explaining your research to us.
Okay, thank you very much.